This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
After Ibn al-Qayyim speaks about the, well, continuing on to speak about the mukaffirat al-a'mal, those actions that serve as expiations for previous sins, and mentioning the conditions for it and that which could prohibit the expiation of previous sin from riya, or thinking that you're better than people, or hoping that you are looked at as noble, or requesting nobility from people in indirect ways via enmity towards those that don't hold you great in their eyes, or seeing yourself as someone that deserves something from somebody because of your Islamic action, that could invalidate the barakah and the virtue of that action. Because we have to remember, when one does an action that is legislated, if in the heart is something that is not consistent with the action itself, could invalidate it. And that's the origin of a sinful practice. Now, the motivation behind that invalidation varies. So it could be, like we just mentioned, the things that we just mentioned previously. Ibn Qayyim goes on to mention, rahimullah, وَمُحْبِطَاتُ الْأَعْمَالِ وَمُفْسِدَاتُهَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْ أَنْ تُحْصَرُ وَلَيْسَ الشَّأْنُ فِي الْعَمَلِ إِنَّمَا الشَّأْنُ فِي حِفْظِ الْعَمَلِ مِمَّا يُفْسِدُهُ وَيُحْبِطُهُ. So Ibn Qayyim, after talking about that, he reminds us of something, and then he gives a qa'idah, an important thing for us to remember in regards to this. He said, so verily, those actions that invalidate the things that invalidate an action or a particular form of performance are so many. And the affair is not really the action itself. It's rather preserving the action from the invalidators of it. So when you get into prayer, it's not the fact that you prayed, which is great. What's more important is that you don't do anything within the prayer that invalidates it. That invalidates it. He goes on, continues, says, فَالرِّيَاءُ وَإِنْ دَقَّ مُحْبِطٌ لِلْعَمَلِ. He says, so showing off in an action of ibadah, even if it was a small thing, is that which can invalidate the action. And we have to be very, very particular here. When talking about riya, showing off, it is showing off in an action of worship so people can praise him or her. Showing off in an action of worship, such as praying in order to be seen by people. The prayer you're doing is an action of worship. But the ruh, the spirit of the action, is that which is despised. You're not doing it for Allah, you're doing it for someone else. And that could even be shirk akbar, and it is some scholars and hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, shirk asghar, because you're doing it for the sake of someone else, but you're not doing it as a form of reverence and glorifying them to the level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to where the action of worship, you have sincerity and undivided attention to do that action for that person. Small distinction. You're doing it just to be praised by them. That's a lesser form of shirk. The greater form of shirk is if your motivation and destination was that person. That's where it's shirk. So when someone prays to Isa alayhi salam to receive godly characteristics from him, that is where it can be shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if I'm just doing it because I want them to praise me and see that I am a good person, that is where it's shirk al-asghar, and that is riya, and that is what can nullify the action. He says, وَهُوَ أَبْوَابٌ كَثِيرَةٌ لَا تُحْصَرُ. And this is so many different babs and different aspects of it, different kinds that do not have any limits or can be contained. He says, he gave another example I want to capitalize on here. After a couple lines, he says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَلْمَنُّ بِالصَّدَقَةِ وَالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالْبِرِّ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَالصِّلَةِ مُفْسِدٌ لَهَا. He says, and also reminding others or people with charity or doing a good deed or an act of righteousness or excellence or a sila, مُفْسِدٌ لَهَا. So you're reminding people of the goodness you do, or your sila, or your connection, and some would say like the family. This is important. The fact that you have done an action of good. The action is good, but you're doing al-man. You're reminding people of that good action. That can nullify the action as well. And he says, كَمَا قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who have believed, do not invalidate your charities with reminder or injury. Do not invalidate your charity with reminder or injury. Reminding them that I gave this charity a year ago, and you have to admit me into this program because I gave charity. You gave charity, not charity. The origin of charity is to do something and not expect anything in return. Is not to even follow it up to a certain degree, right? You're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the spirit behind it, that you're doing it for Allah and for something that is in the cause of what Allah wants, right? And other is to be painful to them, to be painful by insulting the individual that is in need, or insulting the one that you have given the money or valuable thing to. Ibn Qayyim goes on to say, وَأَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ مَا عِنْدُهُمْ خَبَرٌ مِنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ الَّتِي تُحْبِدُ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَقَدْ قَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. He says, وَأَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ مَا عِنْدُهُمْ خَبَرٌ. He said, and most mankind have what is known from the sayyi'at, that from the evil deeds that nullify the good deeds. He says, and he mentions the verse by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions the verse from the chapter of Hujurat that basically saying, where Allah says, oh, you believe, do not raise your voices over the voice of the messenger, and do not speak to him vocally with a statement like you would speak to each other vocally, that your actions may be nullified and you don't even realize it. Allah musta'an, may Allah protect us. He says, فَحَذَّرَ سُبْحَانَهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ حُبُوطِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ بِالْجَهْرِ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَمَا يَجْهَرُ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ وَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِرِدَّةٍ بَلْ مَعْصِيَةٍ يُحْبِطُ بِهَا الْعَمَلُ وَصَاحِبُهُ لَا يَشْعُرُ بِهِ. Subhanallah. So when he talks about أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ مَا عِنْدُهُمْ خَبَرٌ, people don't even realize, don't even know what they're doing sometimes, and they prefer themselves over the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And actually, this verse was in revelation to Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum were arguing, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried to stop them by speaking to them, but their voices were so loud that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam couldn't even, his voice was drowned in between their voices. And some scholars mentioned that this was the sabab al-nuzul, this was the reason for revelation. Other one was where an individual from Bani Mustalak, a tribe from Bani Mustalak, from Habasha, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were screaming his name, Ya Muhammad. They were screaming his name, and that was a form of disrespect, because you're speaking your name as you'd speak to your fellow brethren, or fellow Bedouin brethren. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not that. So it is in light of the disrespect of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the belittlement of him that could belittle or even nullify an act. He goes on to say, rahimahullah, فَمَا الظَّنُّ بِمَنْ قَدَّمَ عَلَى قَوْلِ رَسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهَدْيَهُ وَطَرِيقَهُ وَقَوْلَ غَيْرِهِ وَهَدْيَهُ وَطَرِيقَهُ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا قَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ وَهُوَ لَا يَشْعُرُ. He says, so what is the thought of someone that prefers a statement or a way of someone and the way of their guidance and their methodology over that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then he asked a rhetorical question. Is that not something that would totally nullify and uplift their action, and they don't even realize it? Like when you belittle someone, that person that knows you belittle them and feels belittled is not going to regard you in whatsoever. When you disregard the religion of Islam, Islam is not in need of you in any shape, form, or fashion. When you disregard the one that is given the message of Islam, know that that is not held in any regard for you, i.e., how do you receive reward from someone? How do you receive reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you disregard the method and message that he's given you, or your attitude and mannerisms toward it is belittling and, as a result, despising, because you are belittling the message and putting it in an element of lowering oneself to other than it